Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Talk about your health and talk about your life. Whatever it is, great or small, know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. So remember, there's always hope to get your health back. That's what this show is all about. So welcome. If you're tuning in right now, we want to empower you with your health and with your life. Now, if you're into the obesity factors that are going on right now, meaning that if you're part of it or just kind of like, you know, follow it a little bit, it's staggering. I mean, diabetes has soared in the last few years. And, of course, the rates of obesity and just being overweight have soared as well. Well, right now the rates, they're saying, of diabetes are higher in countries that use a lot of high fructose corn syrup. And we've known that. Of course, they're trying to come out with the new commercials out there saying that high fructose corn syrup is okay. But I think we know the difference. In the United States and elsewhere, high fructose corn syrup is mostly in the soft drinks and the baked goods and many of the processed foods. But a new study shows that as a nation's rate of fructose intake rises, so do the levels of type 2 diabetes. It goes hand in hand. The study cannot prove the cause and effect link, but it does conclude that diabetes prevalence is about 20% higher in countries where the use of the sweetener is high, relative to those where it is not. The association between high fructose corn syrup intake and diabetes risk persists regardless of an individual's overall sugar intake or obesity status. According to the study authors, that suggests there's a risk, something special about the sweetener that's boosting diabetes risk beyond what other sugars would. Well, duh. That's a given. 20% higher prevalence of type 2 diabetes in countries using lots of high fructose corn syrup was not explained by population differences in terms of obesity levels, said study lead author Michael Gorin, who's the professor of preventative medicine and director of childhood obesity research at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. So there's some other factor, maybe several interrelated factors over and above obesity that contributes to diabetes, he said. High fructose corn syrup and the way it's metabolized may be one of them, he added. The findings were published online November 27th in Global Public Health. And it's powerful. I mean, we've known that for quite some time. If you're going to do any kind of sugar-related product, better to do the regular cane sugar than it is anything else. Avoid high fructose corn syrup, is my thought, in my opinion. It definitely, from the things I've studied in research and from some of the journal articles that are coming out now, can change the overall metabolic profile. So something to definitely be aware of. And if you're dealing with any kind of issue of being overweight, you've got any kind of hormone situation going on, be cautious and be careful, because high fructose corn syrup is really challenging. And it's in everything. I mean, literally, you've got to read the labels, because it is everywhere and can make a huge impact on the waistline, guys, especially for you hips and thighs, for you ladies. Unbelievable. So just be careful. Keep an eye out for it. And I think we're going to see more studies come up along the way regarding high fructose corn syrup. All right, going to the phone lines now. You can call me, 888-283-7272, or check us out on the web. Go to getwellradio.com. Our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area, you can check us out there at mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to Lori now. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I really appreciate your program.
Thanks, darling. What's going on? How can I help?
Well, I am in my 40s, and my husband is in his 50s, and we got married back in June. And
oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
He has had venereal warts since he was a child.
I get it.
And then the day after I didn't know anything about HPV, and the day after we got back from our honeymoon, I went to my gynecologist for a checkup, and I just told her about them, and then she mentioned HPV, and it's just been pretty stressful since then because he didn't know anything either, so. And he's going to have them removed and then and sent off to be tested. So we don't know what strains we're dealing with here exactly. He's been married twice before, as far as we know. His one wife she passed away of cancer. As far as we know, it's not related to this. His other wife didn't show any signs of anything yet or anything, or none of his kids or anything. So, So I've got some health issues anyway, and I am really concerned about this, and everything that we're finding on the internet, there's just so many different facts out there and stuff. You know, some doctors will say, oh, don't worry about the HPV. Everybody, you know, most of the people have it. It's not a big deal. I'm concerned, and it's causing a big strain on our marriage right now, and he doesn't think the risk is all that great for me.
And you're wanting to know, are the risks great for you, and is it that big of a deal? Is that kind of your question? Here's the thing. I kind of agree with some of the advice you've been given in that it is fairly common. And is it something to be concerned about? Well, yeah. I mean, all the right in the world to be concerned about it. But, you know, then again, there's a pretty strong theory that just regular warts that you get on your hands and your feet are caused by HPV too. So it can be dormant in the body and not do anything at all. Or it can, you know, potentially cause some greater issues, but that's pretty rare that it does that. So you're still kind of in the waiting phase, I guess, is what you're telling me.
Well, but he's already thinking breaking up this marriage over this, and so there's a lot of stress involved here.
Wait a minute, he's wanting to break the marriage up?
Well, he does not want to wear a condom, and I wanted him to, and until at least we found out what strands he had. And so he doesn't think he needs to wear one. And
he feels kind of like he's almost feeling guilty, like the bad guy, like he's dirty or something by having to wear one when you're having that conversation with him. But he doesn't see that just emotionally that'll make you feel safe right now until you really know what's going on, right?
Well, he knows it. We've been in marriage counseling, and he does know that he does know that I feel safer with it.
Yeah.
And so we find out, and he goes, well, it's not 100%. And I said, no, but they're saying 60-70%, and so I feel safer with it.
I would do this. I would kind of stand your ground, tell him, you know, that this is about love, this marriage is, and to just honor that with you.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And, you know, I don't know if you ever deal with this, but your eyes begin to fade as you get older. You ever get that kind of feeling like you can't read as well? Got to get the reading glasses. Well, they're saying that there's a reason why the aging eyes struggle to discern the fine print. Of course, there is a physiological aging process that happens. But they said the way that people read changes as they age and helps people explain why seniors have trouble reading the fine print, a new study says. Researchers at the University of Leicester in England measured eye movements in young adults aged 18 to 30 and seniors 65 and older as they read lines of text that were digitally manipulated in different ways. For example, sometimes the text was blurred and sometimes the features of individual letters were sharply defined. Young adults found it easier to read the lines of text when fine visual detail was present, but seniors found it easier to read more blurred text, according to the study recently published in the Journal of Psychology and Aging. Now, these results supported the theory that older adults use a different reading strategy than younger adults, and they don't rely more on general cues such as word shape to discern the identities of words, researchers said. They added that their findings could lead to new ways to combat reading problems in seniors. Now, the findings showed that the difficulty older readers often experience is likely to be related to a progressive decline in visual sensitivity, particularly for visual detail, cue and optical changes, and the changes in neuronal transmission, even in individuals with apparently normal vision. However, the findings also show that older readers comprehended text just as accurately as the younger readers, he added. And consequently, although normal aging clearly leads to important changes in reading behavior, it seems that the adaptive changes to the changing nature of the visual input may help older adults to read and understand text efficiently well later into life. So interesting. The eyes do change. You can do a lot of things to protect the eyes, just so you know. It doesn't just have to get bad. I mean, I've met plenty of seniors, as they want to call it, with amazing vision. So they don't just have to go bad. Just so you know, high levels of vitamin A, great for the eyes. Lutein, xanthan, astaxanthin, a lot in the same family, are very protective. Vitamin A is kind of like the multivitamin for the eyes, keeps the eyes healthy, and we don't get enough of it. But if you do things like fish oil and you eat plenty of fish like salmon on a regular basis, it can make a tremendous difference in the quality and the health of your eyes. So something to think about for sure. Supplementation is great, but of course you can get it all from natural whole foods. All your beta-carotene family, especially like sweet potatoes, loaded with vitamin A. Carrots are as well. A lot of your colorful vegetables, red peppers have a lot of it in it. And the yellow peppers, orange peppers, all of those. Very beneficial to overall eye health. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give us a call right now. Don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, well, you can give us a call. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. And now let's go to Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, I'm calling about my husband. He has a prostate level of 9.5. And he goes to the restroom frequently. However, he does drink a lot of tea, which he drinks about 120 ounces of tea every day, three of those 32 ounces. His bracket is growing a lot, but he doesn't have any problem with erection or we have regular sex and so forth. But he was supposed to have a biopsy, but he didn't go. I think he was a little
creative. So, I'm having a hard time hearing you there. Might want to speak up just a little bit into the microphone.
My husband.
So he had a hard time. He had an issue. Are you saying they had an issue with his prostate?
Yes.
Or a biopsy?
Prostate level of 9.5.
Okay, his PSA.
Mm-hmm.
The blood test.
Yes.
Okay. And so the blood test, the PSA level was 9.5, The doctors were, what are they planning to do? They want to do a biopsy, see if it's cancerous or not?
They wanted to do a biopsy to see if it was cancerous, but he changed his mind right at the last minute. But he said he's going to try to do some different options, you know, which is his prostate level down. And he was looking at something called Sawmetto, S-A-W-T-A-L-M-E-T-T-O.
Now, question for you. Did his PSA level double in a year?
No, it's been rising, though, steadily.
But it hasn't doubled in a year, meaning that last year it wasn't like 3 point something, and now it's 9 point something.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, that's pretty important, because if it just slowly is rising above the, you know, and again, it's above the normal range, being at 9. But the doubling in 1 year is what's most concerning to physicians, and that's what they look for. You know, pretty regularly to see how things are going. So that's a big marker. Now, probably want to do a biopsy because it is a little elevated just to see. If he wants to do the natural way, it's a tough call because when the PSA starts rising like that, you do kind of want to know if there is cancer cell involvement or not. And many times a biopsy is the only way. And then there's other camps that will say, well, don't do the biopsy because it could potentially cause other issues. You know, so it is kind of a decision. I'm a big fan of going with what your doctor says, but I'm also a big fan of taking responsibility for your own health and body and kind of figuring out what works, or, you know, what's best for him to be comfortable with what his decision is. If he wants to go the natural route, let me give you some things to go research and look up and talk with your doctor about. Saw palmetto, good one. Pumpkin seed oil, zinc as well. Avocado has component called beta-sitosterol. You might want to go look that up as well. They all are very beneficial to the prostate and can help support it. Nettle root is another one because it helps block DHT, which is the big part of testosterone that causes the prostate issues as well. Go research some of that. Keep me posted on it. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Give us a call right now, 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Sir Francis Bacon. Says, if a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts. But if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties. Interesting. All right, we're going to go to the phones and go to Marie now. Hi, Marie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, darling. What's up?
Okay, well, I was hearing you talk the other night about psoriasis and also there was weight. I have a weight issue. I'm 350, somewhere in there, and I had lost weight. Told your person that answered the phone that I lost a ton of weight like 5 years ago. I put myself on a program. Of course, I won't mention the name, but it was one where doctors put on their patients where they drink liquid diet, but I couldn't afford it. So I found something comparable, and I put myself on it, and I did not eat any food, solid food for a year, and I just drank those and exercised, and I lost like 140 pounds in about 8 months. And
wow.
So it was very hard. So I finally came off of it because it just started to affect me. And so when I came off, I did well. I ate spinach salad and did well, but then I eventually lost control and went off and gained all my weight back plus some and then got a hernia on top of it from being the excess weight in my belly. So now, at that time, also had psoriasis all over my hands when I was big. Very horrible condition. And 3 months into that diet, it went away and my hands were just gorgeous. Beautiful hands.
Right.
And so then when I got big again, that psoriasis didn't come back, but later it did with a vengeance all over my arms and hands. So now I'm facing wanting to lose weight and feel like I feel like my metabolism it just seems like no matter what I mean, I can lose weight, but it's just, I feel like at a loss. And now I'm just huge, and I don't like myself this way, and I want to change it, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And obviously, I had, you know, enthusiasm and determination, or I wouldn't have lasted a year like that. So
yeah, no kidding.
It was a dumb thing to do, though. I look back on it, and I will never do something like that again.
I understand. But, I mean, you've got the discipline. You know, you've already proved that.
Yeah.
You got the, you know, you've got the want to, which is the hardest part for anyone, really.
Yeah. It's been very difficult.
Good. Well, what's the hardest thing? What's the hardest part of it for you? Is there emotional eating involved?
Yes,
where
definitely.
It becomes, yeah.
It's like you know, when I feel bad, I love food anyway because it tastes so good. But at different times, it's a nice, you know, when I get hungry, I don't sit there and just eat and eat. I don't eat till I'm stuffed. I just eat. So I'm happy, but
right.
You know, it's just I have wrong choices, and I know, but it just seemed like I don't even get a reward for backing off. You know, I don't really lose any weight. I have to really work out to get any weight off, and it's very hard when you're this size to try to motivate yourself to exercise. It's painful when you're this big. You have to really push yourself, and it's not easy. So I just have no help. I feel like I'm at a loss. I'm going to be fat the rest of my life. So it seems like.
Well, you're not going to be fat the rest of your life because you've already lost 140 pounds once, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so if you've done something once, can't you do it again?
I could. I have to put my mind to it, but that was like a one-shot deal. I had never tried anything. I never tried so hard in my life. I just said, I'm tired of being fat. I'm tired of this, tired of that. And I said, I'm going to do it, and told myself that I would feel terrible. I just said, just face it. You're going to feel bad for the first few weeks or months. And I didn't feel that great. I was tired a lot. But I pushed through, made myself exercise, and just progressed right on. And couldn't even walk up a hill or walk across the parking lot without being winded. And then I was to the point where I could power walk up hills, and I was really pushing myself at workouts. So, but that's been 6 years ago. It was in 2005, so I'm kicking a dead horse, you know. I just think I need someone to help me because I feel like I can't do it myself. So
did you do it yourself the first time?
Yes, I did. I was all alone in it. I was the only one that did it. I just relied on my faith in God. But other than that, I mean, I prayed a lot, and I asked God to help me. But, I mean, other than that, people did not help me do this. And then
okay,
I was amazing.
So,
all the skinny guys at my job, they're like, get beside me, maybe walk, and they're like, man, you really inspire me. I want to start working out, you know. They saw the big girl get small, you know, and it was inspiring to others.
Right. Well,
so,
I'm just kind of curious. You know, a lot of times people call me, and they want the answer. But I feel like you've just kind of given yourself the answer, because if I'm not mistaken, it's been 6 years ago, right?
It's a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time. But the one piece I'm hearing is that you didn't have anyone else to push you, right? It's just your faith in God. That's all you had, right?
That's all I had, just me. And when I would get weak,
like,
I would, you know, do it.
Well, so there's a couple of things that come to mind. One is that I believe God tells us in His Word that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if He was the same 6 years ago as He is now, and you didn't have anybody but Him, then He's probably here now.
You're
and
right.
He's the same. And He's the same, right?
I just know how
so
hard it
that's,
is. I know it took everything within me. All out determination, divine determination, really. Just took all that I had to do what I had to do.
Took all that you had, and you just told me a minute ago that He was your strength during that time. Is that right?
Yes, He was.
So if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, He's the same now as He was then. And if you're feeling really kind of puny and weak right now because you're kind of exhausted at the thought of climbing that mountain again, there's another scripture that comes to mind that says, when you are weak, He is what?
Strong.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's a mental barrier more than anything, really.
It is. But there's a mental barrier then, too.
If I went by my feelings, I'd have never lost that weight. I mean, I put those tennis shoes on. I'm like, I hate this, but I just did it. I hate exercising, but I'm going to do it. I like what it does for my body. It worked. It just, I would fight every negative feeling. I'd say I'd put it down and I'd take the positive. I would not allow it to beat me up. So I need to find that again, and soon, because I got a lot of work to do for him.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I do a lot in my church for him, and I just, with this weight, it makes it very difficult.
Is your life about you, or is it about all those around you that God's given you?
All the souls around me.
Yeah.
All the people around me. It's not about me. It's about them. I'm the servant.
Right.
I'm to serve them.
Right. Right. So the one thing you have to find is the want to. I mean, you've had it before. So I don't know. I don't like the idea of the fact that, you know, your health can be taken from you only when you typically allow it to be. And so you took charge, finally, of what's been stolen from you for many, many years. And now you're in a place where it's been taken from you again, and you can take it back again. But you have to want it. I mean, no one can do that for you. I can't. You know, I can't do that for you. No one can. There's no silver bullet. The same desire that you dug up inside of you, if we could bottle that, as they say, and sell it, we'd all be billionaires. That's the magic key. That right there is the one thing. And you found that. I mean, I really believe God put that in you. I think he has to. Most people don't make changes, just so you know, Marie. They don't make changes until the pain gets so bad that they have to change. Usually pain is the one key that pushes you to the next level in your life, no matter what it is. So when the pain gets bad enough, you get good enough.
Was that way years ago. I was just tired of being stuffed in my car. I mean, I have a car now. I fit good in it. But it's just, I'm like, I was tired of puffing and looking not in my singing and that I do, wearing the big giant dresses and just feeling the way I felt. And it comes out in your personality, the bad feeling that you have towards yourself. And it ruined my personality in a way. Like, I always felt insecure. And so that I just don't have any confidence in myself. And just, you know, when you're where you need to be, you don't have to think about yourself all the time. When you're fat, that's all you think about. Oh, my weight. And then it's like a vicious cycle. But you could help me there, because I'm like, wow, I mean, that's what it's about. I have to just, it's still there. I did it already.
It is still there.
It is
and
still there.
I mean, he's still there, too. His hand's still waiting. I mean, he's just waiting on you. He never changes.
I mean, that'll help me if I help myself.
Well, he never changes. We change.
Yeah.
And what's happened is you got comfortable. You went back to your old ways. And you went back to your old habits. And, I mean, it's just one of those things where you just got to come to a place where you've got to want it again. I would ask him to help you, because do you have kids? Are you married?
Yeah. Oh, what'd you say?
Are you married? Do you have kids?
No, I've never been married and don't have any children, never had any children. And, you know, and that's the thing, too. I mean, I have to face it, Christian or no Christian. I mean, I'm not a prize for anybody. I don't consider myself a prize at this weight.
Well, you are. I have to change that. You are a prize, for sure. And your weight does not make you a prize or not a prize.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Your value doesn't come from that.
I know. I know better. I shouldn't have said that, but
yeah, your value doesn't come from there. It comes from what's inside you, and it's the stuff that's inside you. That's why all the guys at work were inspired by you. You know, because it was that something that that people don't have that. We all have it, but we don't tap into it. And my prayer for you is that you tap into that again. That you can ask God for that strength, and that you can pull into a place in your life where you see value in yourself again. See, what happened at that moment, it wasn't that you were just tired of being fat. You found value in yourself for the first time in a long time. And you lost that. But see, God always sees the value in you. And I hope that you find that again.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
We'll be right back.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. If you're looking for a natural provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com. These are healthcare providers in your area, lifestyle-based, nutrition-based, and got a great team. We're growing every single day. Powerful. You can give us a call during the day, of course. All offices are open. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to David now on the show. Hi, David. Welcome to the show, man.
Oh, thank you for having me. My concern, I won't make it long, because IBS, so I'm a black male, 47 years old, and I started about 3 or 4 years ago. I think I can't eat gluten, bread, and pasta, things of that nature. I just want to know the major concerns of IBS, though, what I should do and shouldn't do.
Well, with IBS, a couple of things are important. Now, your diet's a key. Yeah, gluten is important. So your bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that, cow's milk, dairy, those two things should go pretty much out of the gate. As far as foods go, your anti-inflammatory foods are the ones you want to focus on. So what I mean by that is you got to look at making sure that you get good lean quality proteins in your meals, like chicken, fish, beef, eggs. Have good low glycemic carbohydrates, the ones that don't affect your blood sugar levels that much, and then also your healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and your healthy oils. All those are important when dealing with IBS. Now, that being said, another thing is important too. Supplements, I think, are important, like really building up the bacterial flora. Now, you can do fermented foods for the probiotics, and you can do some of the fermented dairy. I said no dairy, but one that's actually really gentle on the digestive tract in dealing with any kind of IBS or irritable bowel is goat's milk. Goat's milk is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. It's very easy on the body, easy on the system, and digests and processes very well. So that's one. But the fermented foods like kimchi, the vegetables, all those are phenomenal. Really, really good. So the healing process, aloe vera is great too. L-glutamine, an amino acid in the body, is very functional and works well for folks. So there are a few things that can be quite helpful in dealing with IBS. Now, is it something you've been dealing with for a long time?
Can't do nothing for you. Basically, they just say, you know, you got to live with it. And they don't really tell you what to stay away from. That's what I'm so proud of your show. You know, they don't even advise you to go to a nutritionist. I got two nutritionists I go to, and they helped me a little bit with some advice.
Yeah, it's not standard, that's for sure, unfortunately. The rule of thumb and the rule of thinking a lot of times in standard medicine right now is, and there's different camps. You know, you've got different docs that believe different things, but that kind of the standard is that the diet doesn't make that big of a difference. That once you start getting IBS and Crohn's, it's medication and let's hope for the best. That's pretty much it. And there's a lot more to it from what I've seen. And, you know, I'm just sorry that you've had to kind of go through this path and not feel too great. But, you know, the reality is I did some research. Definitely check it out. Look some things up. Maybe, you know, talk with one of your nutritionist folks that you're working with and they can help you. But, yeah, I mean, those are some real big keys. And another thing with IBS I think that's really important is the emotional side of it. There's usually a lot of stress involved, emotional, mental stress. And it can be from the job, it can be from a relationship, children, whatever it might be, that can really lead people down that path. Is that something that you've had a lot, maybe over the last 5 years or so?
Yes, and job not being stable. My wife had some concerns, and she's really stressed out about job security for me.
And for her, right?
I mean, she's going to retire another year, I think, and she just concerned. I pay some of the bills, she pays some of the bills, and I'm glad you bring it up. The nutritionist diagnosed me with high stress disorders, too. So you said it, and the nutritionist said it, too.
There's a real strong connection. I write about this in my book. And there's a real strong connection. Michael Gerson, I think, originally wrote about it. but there's a brain-gut connection. And, you know, there's a real strong connection with emotions and life, stressful things that can happen in our brain really can show itself in the gut. And the gut will show it always. So when you're under a lot of stress, you know, it can keep, it can cause the IBS. I really do think it's a major trigger for these sorts of things. So my hope for you is that through all of this, and maybe with, you know, a job and getting finances under control, that you can really get your nutrition solid so you can maybe get your body to the point where it can withstand some of the stress, get to a point where maybe you can do some stress management techniques and maybe get with a counselor, pastor, someone like that that can help you work through some of that, because learning what those techniques are going to be very important for your long-term health. And I would encourage you to look through those. The counseling part is important as much as the nutrition. I think it's even more so because the mental aspect of this is the driver, typically. IBS doesn't just pop up out of nowhere. It usually is driven by some kind of life, emotional type stress. So getting that under control, getting that, you know, in a good position is really going to serve you well, okay? And we're here for you. I mean, you can call anytime you want to. It's great talking with you. Email me if you ever need to, okay? Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Do me a favor. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, the one physician that has all the answers is the great physician.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.